Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bullet Joe Bush. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. And now, play ball. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan strikes out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to second. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Witt moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is hit by the pitch. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Shang and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts between the mound and first base. Bush scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Gerber moves to second. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipp hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster is called out on strikes. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jacobson hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruth throws the ball into Pip, who tags McManus trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jacobson moves to third. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacobson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis juggles the ball. That's an error on Davis. Wally Pip is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pip is 0 for 2 in the game. Pip hits a pop-up towards third. Foster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Jacobson bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. McManus reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 3 in the game. Ruth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 3 in the game. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McManus. Dugan scores. Pipp moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 3 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Smith pinch hits for Aaron Ward. Hub Pruitt now pitching. Mike McNally pinch hits for Elmer Smith. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Severide for a passed ball. Shang moves to second. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Shang moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. McNally moves to second. Urban Shocker now pitching. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to home to get Shang. McNally moves to third. Scott moves to second. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNally scores. Scott scores. Bush moves to second. It's 3-2, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mike McNally now playing second base. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNally scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNally settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.